afraid. Be very afraid because it is coming. Yes, he has just bopped on over from our sister station, KDMG 103.1. And he is, of course, David Kroll. He is also in charge of the Haunted Auditorium,
yes.
Burlington Riverfront Entertainment. And the Haunted Auditorium, in an age of a pandemic, I was wondering, so how are you going to do it? How are you going to do a Haunted Auditorium in this age of social distancing?
Right. Well, first of all, you're lucky it's early in the morning, or I would have been doing the Michael Jackson dance, just so you know. But good morning, man.
You're never going to play that. You're not going to play that in Big Country, do you?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I do love Michael Jackson.
Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, during a pandemic. So, you know, we didn't get to do our Haunted Auditorium last year because the flood wiped out a lot of the area that we use. But when it comes to social distancing and stuff, you know, we only let groups of six in at a time. And then this year with our scare actors, we just don't have as many of them in one area. So you're going to come to an area, there's only going to maybe be two, possibly three in one area. So it's going to be a little different than the first year we did it. They're not going to get as close to the people as we normally would. But another thing we're doing is everyone coming through has to wear a face mask.
Okay.
Because if they're going to be screaming to protect themselves and our scare actors too, they need to be wearing a mask. A lot of our scare actors are going to be wearing Halloween masks. Some of them will have makeup though. But so anyway, just to protect everyone, keep everyone as safe as possible. If you come, wait in line. But you have to have a face mask to get in. So.
And you got to separate people out too, right?
Yes. And when you're waiting in line, it's going to be every 6 feet apart. You stay in your group. And if you don't have a face mask, we will have some available, but we encourage everyone to bring their own.
All right. Now, it is four floors.
It is four.
How many different people do you have involved in this thing?
So because of the pandemic, we don't have quite as many as a lot of other haunted houses typically would. But we're getting by this year with around 20 to 25 volunteers that are kind of just spread throughout the whole building. And they're going to be scaring the crap out of people.
All right. And there's four floors. And I see what there's things you found that were hidden because of the flood, is that right?
Well, Steve, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to have that happen anyway. But so you're on tonight, and you're on every weekend through
the rest of the month.
Through the rest of the month, right?
Every Friday and Saturday, we open at 7 o'clock every night, and we take the last group around 11:30. Like I said, you can wait in line and pay $10 at the door. If you don't want to wait in line, you can actually get on hauntedauditorium.com and reserve your time. So if you want to get in around 8:30, you can get on hauntedauditorium.com and reserve 8:30 for your group. You will pay $15 a person for that.
Okay. Now, how big of a group can you have?
With the online reservations, you have to have at least four, but no more than six. We are not taking more than six at a time. But our first year, we were doing up to 10. And we're not doing that this time.
All right, so it's six at a time, and how what's the separation between the groups in a course of time?
What do you mean?
I mean, in terms of time, if I have 8:30, when is the next group coming in?
We're hoping to get them in every 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
This is our first year. See, because we didn't get to do it last year, we're kind of back to square one,
okay,
right? So we're hoping to get groups in every 5, possibly to 8 minutes. We're still, we'll figure that out tonight when it happens.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, and you've been rehearsing, right? I mean, guess, right?
Yes. We've been meeting a lot. We're going to be doing some run-throughs tonight with everybody before we actually open. But, we have completely transformed the auditorium. You're going to come in and you're not even going to know where you are.
Yeah. Lighting is critical, isn't it?
Oh yeah. A lot of strobe lights, a lot of black lights, a lot of fog.
Ultraviolet, I'm betting. Yes.
Yes. We have some really cool elements that we added this year that we wanted to add last year. But we didn't get to do it. So we get to do it this year, and we're doing it bigger and better. And safer. So.
All right, Haunted Auditorium, and what's the number to call?
You can call 753-8111 for information, or you can get on hauntedauditorium.com, or check it out on Facebook, too. We have a Haunted Auditorium Facebook page.
Hauntedauditorium.com It is going on every weekend all the way through Halloween.
Every Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Can't miss it. David Grohlman, glad you get back to Big Country and
I'll get back there.
And scare the daylights out of people.
We will.
Oh, I'm scared already.